Funding for anything you ever wanted to know comes from SMU Continuing and Professional Education.
It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, of course, anything at kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. It's Friday the 12th of May today, and we're taking your questions and answers live this hour. So give us a call, 800-933-5372. Starting off today, Sam emailed us with a note that Sam says, one of my granddaughters is fascinated with all things train. Yesterday after school, she asked if we could drive down to the Garner Road tracks in Weatherford to see if we could spot a train. As luck would have it, we actually parked and were only there for a few minutes when we felt the vibrations and a small train came through. The conductor gave her an extra toot of the horn and waved at her, which made my five-year-old granddaughter's day. Sam says, I've searched in vain for some way to see if there might be a schedule for when freight trains come through Weatherford. He says, I've checked BNSF and Union Pacific and just can't seem to find a way to check. Ideally, if I knew when the trains were coming through, we could plan better places to view the trains. Anybody know where to find that information? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Linda says, I have a 1935 KitchenAid mixer. The motor was built by Hobart. Is there anyone in DFW that repairs these? She says, I took it to Fort Worth Shaver, but they wouldn't even diagnose it due to the unavailability of parts. But Linda says, I think it might be an electrical issue because the wiring is original. Give us a call, 800-933-5372, email anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Jeremy did, wondering if Rangers tickets are cheaper at the gate. He says, I'm wondering if they adjust the prices the day of based on the number of pre-purchased seats. We also got a tweet last week from Lucesco, who wonders if there are any places that serve New Mexican-style green chili in DFW. Anybody know where to find something like that? Tweet me at Jeff Whittington or call 800-933-5372. Let's start today with Julian in East Dallas. Hey, Julian.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well.
I live in East Dallas, and 2 weeks ago, I was watching Channel 27, and I cannot get to station anymore. I've tried two television sets. I've tried new antennas. And I'm wondering if anyone else in this area has the same problem.
All right. Well, we'll see if somebody has an answer for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Up next at 800-933-5372, we find Patrick in Plano. Hello, Patrick.
Hello.
Hi there.
Nice to see you again. Hear you again.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I had a question, actually, this time. What are those police cars you always see in the construction zones, like around DFW Airport and stuff like that? You know, they have, you know, the red and blue lights on them, and they say police, but they don't have any special designation like the DPS or the, you know, local police department at all. And sometimes the cops, they see them, they're wearing reflective vests that say police on, they have a gun and stuff, but they don't have any markings. I don't know if these are just pretend police, or if these are police for the construction company, and if they have those designations or what. Like, how legal is this? It just escapes me.
Okay, well, we'll see if somebody has an answer for you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or use Twitter, at Jeff Whittington on that Twitter. Alyssa wrote to us with a question last week. She says, I was stopped at a red light and a fire truck came up behind me honking. Do they expect me to pull out into oncoming traffic, hopeful that no one will hit me? She says, it's super distressing when they do that. I think so. I mean, I think they're hoping that you'll pull over, you know, or turn onto the street. You know, I mean, they're doing that because there's an emergency. You know, obviously they're trying to get someplace to save somebody's life. But yeah, be very, very careful. But I think we've had this call before that if an emergency vehicle comes up behind you, you're in an intersection, the red light, you should pull out and, you know, try to pull over and out of the way. We got an email from Bach who says, I've been trying to identify a film I once saw, and so I thought maybe your listeners might be able to help. In the plot, Bach says, a boy or young man in Australia, possibly an Aboriginal young man, was hunting a wild boar and followed it across various Australian landscapes. But at the end, when he finally came face to face with the boar and could have killed it, he looked at the old boar, the old tired boar, Bach says, and decided to let it go. Does anybody know what film that was? Aaron emailed us and says, my wife and I want to start taking classes for swing dancing and would like the audience opinion on who they think is the best in the DFW area. So let us know. 800-933-5372. That's where we find Steve in Fort Worth. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'll be visiting France in a couple of months, and I'm trying to brush up on my high school French. And I was wondering if anybody knew of any newsstands or libraries or books or booksellers or other resources that sell or loan French language books and magazines. I've got plenty of resources for classes, but I just like to pick up some magazines and read them and sort of brush up that way. So okay. If anybody knows of anywhere I can get a hold of that stuff, I'd be very grateful.
All right. Well, we'll see if somebody knows.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Joshua in Irving. Hello, Joshua.
Hello, Jeff. I'm trying to find the title of a movie that I saw advertised on iTunes a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the premise is a man hires two directors to make a movie about his wife, but his wife is so boring that they cast a fake girlfriend. And it's supposed to be a psychological drama, but every time I search for it, I find silly 80s movies or documentaries on finding love.
It's a new
film.
So
I'm just trying to find the title.
This is a new film, you think?
Correct.
Okay.
Should just be a few months old.
Okay, well, we'll see if we get an answer.
All right, thank you.
Up next at 800-933-5372, let's talk to Tim in Cedar Hill. Hello, Tim.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well.
I have an answer for your freight train schedule question.
Okay.
Freight trains today do not run on schedules. Trains are made up, and when they're made up and ready to go, they leave. So the only trains you're going to find running on a schedule around this area is Amtrak, which you can usually find out their schedule online. But it's just going to be the luck of the draw on a freight train.
All right. Well, thanks for letting us know.
All righty, sir.
We got a call on that from David calling from Dallas as well. Hey, David.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right.
Hey, on the freight train thing, what the previous caller just said is correct. Freight trains don't run on any fixed schedules. I mean, they attempt to run on the schedule, but they rarely make it. What you can do, though, is try to make friends with people that work for the railroad and get some information, you know, inside information like that. If you go to a local switchyard and just kind of hang out for a while, you can probably make friends with engineers and conductors and just let them know your situation, and they'll probably help you out by giving you a call.
Great. Hey, thanks for the tip, David. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, of course, always open. Anything at kera.org. Teresa emailed in Grand Prairie and says, on I-30 westbound in Dallas and or Grand Prairie, there are propane tanks on the side of the freeway. What is the purpose or reason for them? Got a question from Terry, who wants to know if anyone knows how to clean a neglected downdraft vent chamber on an electric stove. Terry says, I moved in an older house, and I've noticed when coming home from work after being gone all day, the house has a musty odor. In my investigation of possible odors, I found this very dirty chamber. I ordered a new vent filter, but I see buildup in this deep chamber, and I'm not sure how to scrub this. Does anybody have a recommendation for Terry? Edwin wrote to us and says, I used to live in the Rio Grande Valley, and there was a very particular story we were read in school. It was a story about a Latino man who dreamt of one day marrying a beautiful woman who lived in the village he was raised in. They became happily married with a house and land, and until one day she was watering their garden. When the man noticed she was watering the peppers wrong, much to his dismay, he awoke from his dream to realize the whole thing had been a nightmare. Edwin says, I'm looking for the name of this novel. Does this ring a bell for anyone? And we got this from a listener who says, it was recently brought to my attention that a very high-ranking person at my company had essentially gone through my personal email account in order to retrieve something that could be used as evidence when they asked me a very specific question regarding said email. My question is this at all legal? Can I fight this somehow? I obviously don't want it to be a regular thing, but do I have any recourse in such a situation? Well, you in this email, you say personal email account. So I wonder if you mean not your company's email, because if you're writing email in your company's email, that email belongs to your company. And it possibly could even be an argument that if you're using your personal email, your Gmail or whatever it is, on the company's computer, that might also belong to your company, especially if it's work-related. Although I don't, again, I'm not an HR professional, nor am I an attorney, and I'm sure we could get opinions from each of those respective disciplines during this hour. Just give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Audrey did. Audrey says, Chewy's always has green chilies on its menu. So there's an answer to that. Let's see. I think we got an email on this too. Jesse says there are a few places in town with New Mexico green chilies. One is Chewy's restaurant, and the other is a place called Go For It Sports Bar. Mike in Fort Worth says La Choza Fine Foods in Fort Worth near Lake Worth serves New Mexico-style Mexican food, including green chili sauce. So a couple of answers on that. Let's go back to the phones and talk next to Ian calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Ian.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
I have a question regarding, first of all, the legality of and then how to obtain a pet raccoon. At my work yesterday, we found a couple raccoons in our garden, and we had animal control come and get them. And I realized as I was watching these animals, they're extremely cute. I've got videos online, and people keep them as pets, and they seem extremely friendly and playful if raised properly. So my question is, where in Texas, ideally in the DFW area, but, you know, wherever, if there's such a place that raises raccoons that people can purchase as pets, and if that's even legal? And I have an answer for the caller earlier asking the name of the Australian film. It was something that came out a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. It was actually pretty well done. It was set in the Australian outback in the present day. It was directed by George Miller, actually. The title was Mad Max Fury Road. So that was very good. So thank you.
Yeah, I don't think that's the film where the person hunts the wild boar the whole time. But I saw Fury Road, and it was, I mean, I think I might have even seen it twice, which is rare. But we'll see if we get an answer for you on the raccoon adoption possibilities. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. It's where we got this from Andrew, who says, I'm looking for organizations that get together somewhere in Fort Worth to train for the Scottish Highland Games. Caber tossing, hammer throwing, etc. Anybody know where to train for the Scottish Highland Games? And let's see. Chuck in Arlington's looking for fresh rhubarb in the Fort Worth-Arlington area. So give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Funding for anything you ever wanted to know comes from SMU Continuing and Professional Education, offering courses in art, literature, film, history, and languages, as well as professional certificates and test preparation. Registration online at smu.edu/CAPE.
It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Check out the podcast. We make a podcast every week of this show and put it out there in the world for free. All you have to do to subscribe is go to kera.org/anything, and there's a subscribe link right there on the page. We'd love to see your subscription come across, and we'd love to get your questions and answers this hour. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372 and talk to Jessica in Dallas. Hey, Jessica.
Hey there, Jeff. I was calling with an answer to the person looking to brush up on his French language.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one secret my family and I discovered. If you buy or check out from the library the Pinsler Language French CDs, and like anytime you're just hanging out at home, pop them on and listen. If you're in the car, pop them in your CD player and listen. And before you know it, you speak perfect French.
Jessica, thanks so much for the recommendation.
No problem. Hi. Have a great weekend.
You too. Let's see. We got a tweet from Justin who says, if you change your language preference in your Chrome browser to French, it should then offer to translate English pages to French. He says the translation won't always be grammatically correct, but it's a start. Andre Amara says rhubarb, Whole Foods in Arlington sometimes, also maybe Greens Produce. Tim says Duolingo is a great free website and app to learn French. Our caller is looking essentially for French publications, I think, like books, magazines, newspapers, things like that. So the browser, Justin's browser suggestion here on Twitter is possibly a good one there. Let's see. In the email, we got an email from Mimi who says, for French publications, try contacting Alliance Francaise of Dallas, afdallas.org. They may be able to set you up there. We got an email from Mike about the Channel 27 problem that one of our listeners is having. And Mike's in Dallas. He says, the problem may be the television. He says, my TV will delete a channel with a weak signal, and then I have to rescan for channels when the station's signal is stronger. He says it's kind of a pain. Let's see. Ken sent us an email and says, suppose I'm driving through a school zone while listening to a radio program on my cell phone. He says, I'm not talking. I'm just listening because my car radio is broken. Is this considered use of cellular devices, which is prohibited in school zones? Anybody know? Is that a use of a cellular device? Or do you have to be holding it in your hand? Somebody will know. And Roy in Fort Worth says, recently, a tiny spider drifted down from the ceiling on a very long silk thread. And Roy wonders, at what point does a spider run out of silk thread from its body? And what is spider silk made of? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Gabriel in Arlington. Hello, Gabriel.
Hello. I'm actually calling regarding the person that was asking about the emergency vehicles.
Yeah.
If I've driven both ambulances and fire trucks, and so we are taught to drive in the left lane,
mm-hmm.
and that's why they always say to move to the right lane so we can continue in the left lane. Now, if you're stopped at a signal, what is now some departments are using is we actually turn off our sirens
mm-hmm.
because we don't want people pulling into traffic. So if they get a red light and there's crossing traffic, we don't want people to be pulling out because the people that are crossing might not hear our sirens and they might put that person in danger. So a lot of times we'll look for another way. We'll go into a business if we can on the corner. the best advice we can give is do not pull out. We can make that time over in another area. Even in schools and school zones, even if we have an emergency, we'll still respect the
right.
driving.
So while you're on the phone here, I got an email from Mark, a retired firefighter, who says the point of all the racket that emergency vehicles make at intersections is to get other vehicles to stop and yield the right of way. So I guess people coming, you know, right to left and left to right at the intersection. He says, as unnerving as it may be to have a fire truck behind you blowing its air horn and siren, remember, they're trying to stop the other traffic so that you can safely move out of their way. You should not move into the intersection until you are certain that it is safe. He says the last thing the firefighters want to have is another accident or emergency to deal with. So it sounds like, you've got to use your judgment as a driver. But if everybody stops at that cross street and you can get out of the way, you know, then very safely, then it seems like that
makes
sense.
Exactly. And like I said, some departments are now changing their guidelines so that we can turn off our sirens, legal light on, to turn our sirens off at intersections if there's traffic ahead of us so that people don't pull out in front and we have another accident on our hands.
Hey, thanks for calling.
No problem. Right.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Sharmina in Plano. Hello, Sharmina.
Yes, hi, Jeff. I had an answer and a question. The answer to the gentleman looking for French resources, the Richardson Library is really great. They have a whole section upstairs with foreign language publications and books. So I'm sure he can find French there because they even have like Urdu and Hindi, so I'm sure French is already there.
Great.
And then I had a question about building a dollhouse. I purchased a set from Hobby Lobby for my daughter, but I realized after opening the box that it's way beyond my capability. So I wanted to know if there's anyone out there that builds dollhouses,
we'll see
if I have all the supplies.
We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Hal in Paradise. Hello, Hal.
Hey, Jeff. For the person that was looking for some green chili, the place to go is called Green Chili Grill, and it's inside the Shell station at 121 in Bethel in Grapevine. And don't let that fool you. The guy that runs it goes to Hatch, New Mexico 5-6 times a year and brings back green chilies. So,
nice.
Really good place to go.
Nice. Thanks for the tip.
You're welcome.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. It's where Cody reached out and wants to know, how many paid breaks under 20 minutes can an employee take in an 8-hour workday before the employer can dock their pay? And are employers allowed to clock you out for a lunch break if you didn't take a break? Well, labor law question there. Let's see. We got an email from Tim and Lisa and Richardson who say, we're interested in trying raw camel's milk. They say we've called a lot of health food stores in the area, but can't find anywhere local to buy it. Does anybody know where to find raw camel's milk? Sean says, regarding the 1930s KitchenAid Hobart mixer, there's a Hobart service center in Irving on Jetstar Road. Sean says, my father-in-law, Mike, has worked there for 30 years, and I truly believe he can fix anything. So the Hobart Service Center in Irving, Sean says, is the place to call and to go. Mason emailed about train spotting and says there's an event every year in Saginaw where train spotters spend 24 hours watching, logging, and talking about trains. There's a Facebook page called 24 Hours at Saginaw. It's May 26 and 27 this year, so it sounds like maybe that'd be a great trip for Sam and Sam's granddaughter. And Sandra says, for a little girl who likes trains, her grandfather or grandmother might enjoy taking her on the Grapevine train that makes regular trips to the stockyards in Fort Worth. You have a couple of hours to see the sights there, and then it returns to Grapevine. Also near the train station in Grapevine, there's a Lone Star High Railers model train exhibit that Sandra says, I'll bet she would enjoy. Check the City of Grapevine website for more information. And let's see. Lisa says, I only buy Texas Rangers tickets on the day of the home game. What would normally be a $250 ticket will be significantly discounted to $50 or less. So the answer is yes. Most tickets are discounted by 40% or more on the day of the game. And if you'd like a real steal, buy tickets a few hours before the game. And Lisa also recommends swing dance lessons at Sons of Herman Hall in Deep Ellum on Wednesday evening, I believe, she says. She says, I took lessons there in the early 2000s, and they still offer lessons in evenings dedicated to swing dancing. And Sons of Herman with two N's.com has the info. And Caitlin says, I believe the movie with the wild boar was The Hunt for the Wilder People, and it was filmed in New Zealand. There is a wild boar in The Hunt for the Wilder People. Also, that's a great one. Highly recommended from this desk. Although I kind of like almost every movie I see, so so don't take it from me. Let's go next on the phone at 800-933-5372 to Chris in Fort Worth. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hey. Yes, go right ahead.
Oh, a couple of weeks ago, I caught the tail end of a show y'all had that this guy came from Lebanon to look for some of the trees that was donated to the United States back in 55. And he said he found one in Ohio. But there's actually one here in Texas. It's at the Hagerman Wildlife National Refuge up in Grayson County.
Oh, okay.
So if anybody wants to actually see one, there's one up there in the park. There's a big sign out front that says Cedar of Lebanon there in Hagerman Wildlife National Refuge.
Very good. Chris, thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. Right.
Up next to 800-933-5372 is Lynn in Dallas. Hello, Lynn. All right, let's try instead Cliff calling from Plano. Hello, Cliff.
Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
I'm listening to your show every Friday. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, go ahead.
I have raccoon information. Any wild animal you need a special permit to raise and keep as a pet, raccoons are an ill-advised pet. They're actually very nasty and vicious animals. As soon as they get a little age on them, they like to climb up your leg and bite you anywhere they can. So I've witnessed a bunch of raccoon raisings as an adolescent, and none of them worked out.
All right, Cliff. Well, thanks for the info and thanks for the advice.
Thank you, sir. Right. Goodbye.
And I bet there's, you know, if they're babies without a mother, that, you know, I bet there's a rehabilitator that you can get in touch with. Let's see. Let's get one more on this from Tex in Eustis. Hello, Tex.
Yes, I was basically going to echo what the gentleman before me said about the raccoons. They are wild animals. They do not make good pets. When they get older, they're pretty vicious. And also, if they ever get hurt or sick or anything, you're pretty much up a creek because most veterinarians won't even let them in the door.
Very good. Thanks for calling, Tex.
You're welcome.
800-933-5372 is the way to call us. You can email us anything at kera.org, and you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. David in Dallas says on those propane tanks, they're probably not propane tanks. He says they're nitrogen tanks. And the telephone company uses them to purge the telephone cables of water. By keeping a minimal positive pressure inside the cables, water cannot encroach. Nitrogen is used because it's not an oxidizer and will not promote corrosion in the cables. So that is a very succinct answer to one of the all-time most asked questions on this show. So, David, thanks for that, because people see those nitrogen tanks all over the place. Marty emailed us and says, recently my bank informed me that they will no longer accept my signature as my signature. He says, I've been signing my name the same way for over 30 years, and now the teller informs me that the bank is, quote, cracking down. So basically, Marty says, they want me to, quote, sign my name and endorse my checks by writing my name in cursive. However, that is not how I sign my name, so it's not my signature. I don't write in cursive, and if I write my name out in cursive, it is a contrived signature that I won't be able to replicate with any regularity. Marty asks, what are the legal requirements for a legal signature, and where can I find that so that I can inform my bank? 800-933-5372. email anything at kera.org. We got an email, another email from someone. This is from Glenn, who says, swing dance lessons, Sons of Herman Hall, Wednesday nights. So he says for years. And Ryan in Denton says, on the spider silk question, spiders, Ryan writes, pretty much don't run out of silk. It's secreted as a liquid from specialized glands, similar to how we secrete saliva. It solidifies quickly after its creation. Some spiders will eat their webs once they're done with it, say in the morning after hunting all night, recouping the material they used for use in a future web. He says spider silk is made of proteins, just like any most other biological structures, hair, skin, chitin, etc. He says these particular proteins have been optimized by millions of years of evolution to be very light and to have very high tensile strength. So thanks very much for that. Always good answers from Ryan. Let's see, a couple more emails before we have to go to our break here. Susie says, to train for the Scottish Highland Games, contact the Texas Celtic Athletic Association, the TCAA, on Facebook. You can find out if there is a practice near you on the site. Susie says they're great people. Angel says, I want to learn to speak Japanese. I purchased a Rosetta Stone, but I have no one to converse with or learn with. Are there any clubs or groups in the DFW, specifically Arlington area, that get together to speak and do activities in Japanese? Well, you know how to let us know if you know the answer to that. 800-933-5372. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington, or you can email us anything at kera.org. Whatever you do, stay with us. More of your questions and answers coming up.
Funding for Anything You Ever Wanted to Know comes from SMU Continuing and Professional Education, offering courses in art, literature, film, history, and languages, as well as professional certificates and test preparation. Registration online at smu.edu/CAPE.
It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington this hour. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Juan in Fort Worth. Hello, Juan.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Great. Jeff, I have a question. I want to know if it is better to wash your car at a car wash or at home. And the reason why I'm asking is because my brother said that at a car wash, they're able to take the chemicals that your car picks up that gets flushed with the water and treat it before they dump it, whereas at home it just typically goes straight into the gutter. So I just wanted to know, is he correct on that? And
yeah, I think car washes do have to, I know the automated ones for I'm pretty sure have to, and someone will verify this, they have to filter and recycle the water. At your house, the soap and the water is just going down the street basically and running off into streams and things like that. So somebody will weigh in on this and verify.
All right, perfect, Jeff. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks.
Up next to 800-933-5372 is Mike in Double Oak. Hello, Mike.
Oh, hey, Jeff. Great show.
Thank you.
Hey, so I've got an answer for the gentleman that called earlier about the police vehicles on the highway construction sites.
Mm-hmm.
The vehicles themselves are more than likely privately owned vehicles by police officers. Those officers are working extra duty assignments, extra jobs. The state requires so many police officers by contract when there's a highway construction project.
Mm-hmm.
So those contractors will hire off-duty police officers to work traffic control for each construction site. So that's why you see the strange non-police looking vehicles, but they have the red and blue lights on them. And a good rule of thumb is anytime you see red and blue lights, you're looking at a police vehicle or other type of emergency vehicle.
Very good. Hey, and it does get your attention at least, and slow, you know, it's helps you slow down and
that's exactly safer. Why they require, and in fact, by contract, they usually require that there be a vehicle parked with red and blue flashing lights mm-hmm. going, because it does get people's attention. And that's the entire point of having the officers there, is to get traffic to slow down and pay attention.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling, Mike.
No problem.
Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Jason in Denton. Hello, Jason.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hey, I was calling with an answer to the question about the email.
Yeah.
Issue. Most of the time when people go, like, start a new job, they have to sign a disclosure saying that all company resources are is owned by the company, and that
right.
includes the internet.
Right.
And so the internet is considered an actual resource. And I've been in the business for like over 25 years, and I've never been asked for a private email. But I have been on multiple occasions asked to retrieve emails from individual users that are on our servers
mm-hmm.
or using our Exchange servers. And that's 100% legal. And in order to get a person's private password for something like Gmail, it would require some, you know, some network manipulation. And from coming from a network team, I know that, you know, we wouldn't have time for that kind of thing, to tell you the truth. It's like, you know, we have enough on our plate to worry
right.
about someone's Gmail account. And so my guess is that what the person was talking about was actually probably an email that his wife wrote him on his company email address or something, or maybe something along those lines.
Yeah, it was probably from his company email, but he just referred to it as his personal email.
Yeah, exactly. And because, I mean, it is possible to you know, to put like some kind of application that will grab the password, but you know, the chances of someone doing that, I mean, they would have to like really, really want
right.
this guy. And most of the time what they do is they just block those websites.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't even go to them.
So so your advice, and it's a good point to remember, is when you're working on your email at work online at work, you're using the company's stuff and it belongs to the company.
Well, exactly. And also, you know, I tell people that, you know, about like, say, Facebook and that kind of thing. You know, if Facebook gets hacked and you lose all your personal information, well, you know, it shouldn't have been there in the first place. Mm-hmm. You know, so, but I mean, stepping back, yeah, you shouldn't be using your company email for anything. And you shouldn't even be using like Gmail at your, you know, your desk. And if they allow you to do that, then, you know, you can't be responsible for what they do with it, because it technically is theirs because you're using their resource.
Oh, Jason, thanks for calling.
Not a problem. Right. You have a good day.
Up next at 800-933-5372, we have Tim in Richardson. Hey, Tim.
Hi. I'll be real quick. Number one, the woman who had the question about finding somebody to build a dollhouse, my background is architectural models, and I've left my name and number with the call screener, and I'd be more than happy to recommend somebody to her who could build a dollhouse for her.
Okay, well, maybe I think it's Charmina. She can email us, and then we can put you guys in touch.
She already has it. Also, raising a raccoon, I have to say, I'm not a professional, but tigers in Las Vegas notwithstanding, raising young wild animals, if you do it properly, it can be done. I've known people who have owned squirrels, raccoons, and even a fox that they've raised, and they've turned out to be wonderful animals. Obviously, you don't want to raise a wild animal unless it's necessary, but sometimes they're so young they have to be taken care of. So if it's done properly, you can raise a wild animal. And then lastly, the bank signature, an architectural background, as I said, is what I have. So my signature actually is printed, even at my bank. And I would suggest to the person who's being given a problem, because, you know, if necessary, you can even use an X as your signature. I would suggest that they find somebody else at that bank to work with, because your signature is your signature, and however you want to sign it is legally how you can sign it.
All right. Thanks for calling, Tim.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Up next is Richard calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Richard.
Yeah, I want to know about grandparents Medicare. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to have insurance for their grandchildren that are their legal guardians, but I haven't been able to get from the Medicare people how you do that. It's supposed to be up to the age of 22, up to the age of 26. And maybe there's a phone number or somebody that could help me with
okay,
that.
Okay, so let me make sure I got this straight. So that you're asking how do grandparents who are on Medicare, who are the primary legal guardians of their grandchildren,
right,
get insurance for those children?
Yeah, they're supposed to be up to the age of 26. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be guaranteed.
Okay. Well, we'll see if somebody has an answer for you. We're getting close to the end of the hour, but if not today, maybe someone will email us or call in next week.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. We take a few more calls. Let's see. I've got some tweets that have come in at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Amy says, the Fort Worth Japanese Society is a great place to take language lessons and learn about Japanese culture. That's in response to our question about all things Japanese. Cody, in response to all things French question, says, recycled books on the square in Denton has a little room in the back that has a large French language section, among other languages. It has literature, fiction, and nonfiction. He says, I would also recommend reading French Wikipedia pages, which are free. Let's see. This is from Susie. Says, to learn Japanese, check out the Japan American Society. They have a listing of events and clubs. Let's see. Rachel, an urban wildlife biologist, says, it's not legal to keep a raccoon as a pet in Texas. You can get a permit to hold a raccoon in captivity under special circumstances, like for rehabilitation or educational display, but not simply to keep as a pet. As mentioned earlier by some of your callers, raccoons and other wild animals do not make good pets. And I think that's probably the definitive answer. Let's see. Bree says, for the question about the employer going through your email, it normally depends on what the computer usage agreement entails. But if you're using company email, all those emails are the property of the company. In a lot of cases, you're using personal email on a company device. Your IT department will have a lot of those communications as well. About the lunch question, if your company has a policy that has a defined amount of time must be taken for lunch, then it will be deducted automatically, whether you use that time or not. This should be in your company's attendance policy. So I think if that's the case, then take the lunch. And Katie says, using a car wash is better than washing your driveway. A car wash uses water more efficiently and keeps runoff out of the storm drain. They also have grit traps, which intercept dirt and detergents. The water then goes to the sanitary sewer where it can be treated rather than polluting lakes and streams. If you do wash your car at home, park it on your front yard. Runoff can then be absorbed into the ground and be filtered through soil. Of course, this could result in you rutting up your front yard just a little bit. Let's see, a couple more answers. Time for a few more calls at 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Lindsay in Dallas. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. I have an answer for, mainly for the woman who called about dollhouse building, but it kind of covers all bases too. Mm-hmm. There's a great place in Carrollton called Dallas Maker Space. And they're open 24/7. They offer classes. If you know how to do something that's a craft or an art form, you can teach it if you'd like. But there are constantly just a barrage of people who do leather work, model construction, model painting, sewing, cooking, 3D printing, just anything under the sun. And they're online, dallasmakerspace.org. They're a great setup there.
Great. Thanks, Lindsay.
Thank you. Right. Bye.
Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Taylor in Plano. Hello, Taylor.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Love the show.
Hey, thanks.
I manage a car wash, so to go on with that question about the car wash,
yeah.
Yes, we use most car washes, or almost all car washes, use a reclaim system, which actually filters out all the particles and then adds ozone to it to take care of the bacteria, but it goes through grit traps, traps all that extra grease and heavy metals and stuff, and then is sucked out and sent to treatment plants, as well as all extra runoff goes to the treatment plant as well.
So you guys don't actually recycle and reuse the water, but you do send it into the sanitary sewer and you pull out the grit and all that kind of stuff and detergents.
No, actually, we do recycle most of the water. About 80% of the water is reused and recycled in the wash
through
that filtration process.
Fantastic.
Now, when we do the final rinse, it goes through a reverse osmosis unit to take out all the TDS, total dissolved solids. So it brings it from about 400 in the Dallas area down to about anywhere between 5 and 0. So that's how you don't get those water spots on your vehicle.
400 parts per million, or is that what you're?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, great. All right. Well, Taylor, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate it. I think we've got the definitive answer on that one. So Martin emailed us wondering, since the tollways are cashless, if you have foreign plates, do you have to pay? Do you get a bill in the mail? Let's see. Nancy tweeted me at Jeff Whittington and says, for French newspapers, you might check Barnes & Noble. They may still sell Le Monde, the national newspaper of France. Another Nancy says New Mexico-style food can be found at Midia from Scratch and Chewy's. And let's get one more call. Let's talk to Ann in Beaumont. Hey, Ann. Are you there, Ann? Uh-oh. Let's see. I think I put the wrong one on. Let's go to Ann in Beaumont. Hey, Ann.
Hello.
Hey there.
Yes, I had an answer for the gentleman who called in about insurance for grandparents trying to get insurance for their grandchildren.
Okay.
I would just encourage anyone in that situation to go online to the Texas websites for CHIP, Children's Health Insurance Program, and Medicaid. Oftentimes, grandparents raising grandchildren can get access to those resources via those websites, regardless of the grandparents' income.
Very good. Hey, thank you so much for calling, Ann.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. I don't know that we really have time to get to any other callers today. But I do want to thank everybody for listening and for writing and calling in. Next week in this chair, Stephen Becker will be sitting in for me. And Stephen Becker does produce Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. And today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Stephen Becker. The show's engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls. The whole team is here this week, you guys. And Samantha Guzman is our associate producer. Subscribe to our free podcast. Of course, it's at kera.org/anything. And you can email your questions and answers, comments and suggestions to us at anything@kera.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And thanks again to everyone for listening and for writing and calling in. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here next week.